Hello, beautiful people. I just wanted to come on here and share with you a word that the Lord had just been stirring in my heart today. I was just sitting there this morning with that cup of coffee. Like I said, give me that little bit of coffee and a whole lot of Jesus. And he spoke this word into me, and it was perfect. I mean, perfect for someone that was going through something, someone I dearly love. And it just spoke to my spirit, and I hope that it speaks to yours the way that it did mine, because it left a shout in my spirit. He said it very plainly, very clearly, and we all know the story of Elisha and his servant and how the enemy armies came up against him. He looked like he was surrounded. And believe you me, I have had that song playing. When it looks like I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. And I just got such a stir in my spirit. But I want to take a few minutes and I want to read it. Because as you can tell, it just the word is just stirring so strongly within me. And it's 2 Kings 6:16. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And I just get really excited reading that. And I want you to let that sink so deep within your spirit. The Lord is saying there is more that's with you. There is more around you than they are of those that are against you. You know, Elisha saw that through his spiritual vision. He saw that they were surrounded, of course, by the enemy in the natural. But it's time for us to look into the hills as he did, because he also saw those angel armies. He saw those chariots of fire there on his behalf to secure that victory. You know, and his servant kept looking through the natural eyes. At this point, I'm sure he thought Elijah had really cracked because he could see nothing. But it's time for us to lay aside the natural vision. It's time for us to step into our spiritual vision. We need that 2020 spiritual vision, because when you look at the circumstances that you're surrounded with, whatever it may be, it looks very dire and it looks like there's more against you than they are for you. But it's time to look into the hills. It's time to see those angels that surround you. It is time to see them with their swords held high and the chariots of fire that is coming in on your behalf. And Elisha prayed for that servant, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord did. And can you imagine what that man must have thought when he got up the next morning? I mean, I'm just thinking this, you know, way out there outside of the box. I'm sure. And if it had been me, I would have been waking up like, "Lord, show me those chariots again. Show me those angels again." Because once you get the taste of that, you simply want more and more of that. And I'm sure it was just such an exciting moment for him to actually get his eyes open to see. And some of us have, you know, just strategized ourselves too much in the natural. And it's time to step over into the spiritual vision and begin to see with our spiritual eyes what God wants to show us. Because there's a very real enemy out there trying to steal the testimony of Christ, trying to steal this nation, trying to steal that family member, trying to steal your destiny or whatever purpose you may have. Whatever it is, whatever the circumstance, God is so much bigger than that. And he is stepping onto the scene of that situation, and he needs you to look through your spiritual eyes, step out of this state of spiritual impotence, and see through the eyes of the spiritual as Elisha did. Look into the hills, because your help is most certainly there. Hallelujah. And I just feel that so strongly, that whatever you're facing today, be encouraged, because those that are with you is far more than those that are with them. Hallelujah. And we have come to serve that notice on the enemy today, each and every one of us. We have more with us than you do with you, devil, and we're coming to take back what is ours. Amen. And I pray right now for those all over this nation, watching this broadcast, as soon as you turn it on, that God will illuminate your spiritual eyes, that you will begin to see more in the spiritual realm, because that's where his power is. That's where his wonder is. You have to go beyond what you see in the natural. You have to know that he's going to put his super on that natural, and he's going to secure the victory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. I just pray for your spiritual eyes to be illuminated, to not let that circumstance distract you, to not let it, you know, get you to that corner to where you feel like you are totally backed up. The enemy may continue to bark over that wall, but hallelujah, he's not going to get over that wall to you, because God is that mighty wall of fire that is round about you. Hallelujah. So you stand up and you continue to stand. And even when those around you may not see what you see, you pray for their eyes to be opened. Lord, open their eyes that they may see. Hallelujah. And I assure you, they will want more. Because once he opens your eyes to that spiritual realm, that it leaves you wanting for more. It leaves you with that. And, you know, I can only imagine what they felt when they saw these chariots. I mean, it would be exciting for me, you know, to see what Elisha saw. I'd be like, let's do this. You know, God is on our side. And I just wanted to come on here and I just want to encourage you, those that are with you is far more than those that are with them. I bless each and every one of you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I love you guys.